Blog Talk Radio.
Well, Garrett, you're going to have to mute your phone. You got to hit the mute button, or I'm going to mute you. Thank you so much. Well, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is the Optimize Your Life show, sponsored by the Hope Collection. And every day at lunch, we serve up hope for lunch. And I'm today your host, Fridays of the Captain Len Kane Salute Sunday, Friday. And what we do on this date is we choose to recognize an American hero. And I know, you know what, this guy, let me show you a little bit about him. Decorated war hero. Who not only that, they just this weekend or next, they're unveiling a new movie. It's a second, it's a sequel to the original movie, but the original movie had this title called Top Gun. And it turns out that the original Top Gun was a Navy pilot from Scranton, Pennsylvania. Mom and Dad were, Dad was a coal miner, Mom a housemaker, and when Len was a teenager graduating from school, he decided to join the Navy. And it took him to around the world. And not only that, he's flown faster than the speed of sound multiple times. He was the commander of a squadron of jet fighters in Vietnam, and he was a pilot and a real hero for all of us. In the idea that the world needs to be strong and protect people that would hurt us. And so Len in that time, his career did that. And then he went on, he founded, when he got out of the service and then later became an airline pilot commercial, he started an organization that is renowned. It's called the Golden Rule Society. GRS, the GoldenRuleSociety.org is the website. Anyways, what he did, him and Ann, his beautiful wife, they construed a nonprofit organization that delivers real help and opportunities and programs for families all over the world. Kids in schools, churches, programs, things that make this a better world. And, you know, Len Kane has dedicated his life to doing that very thing. And as a result, I believe it was last fall, towards November, I think, the organization known as Who's Who in America. They're a research company, and they print a huge book. I mean, you go to your library, it's one of the biggest books on the shelf. And this book recognizes people who are who's who. And they have a title. They have an award they give out every year. And this last year, they gave that award of the Humanitarian Man of the Year to Len Kane. And it's my privilege, and I'm so proud to be able to welcome him on this call today, this nationwide broadcasting radio show. I want to bring Len Kane to the call, to the show, and introduce him as my friend, my business partner. He's actually a mentor to me, both spiritually and business-wise. Well, I'm telling you, you couldn't have a better partner. So guess what, guys? I'm going to be able to deliver to you, everyone on this call today, and everybody who may be listening in at another time, you can meet Captain Len Kane. Sir, reporting for duty.
Ha-ha. Welcome aboard. Happy noontime for you there on the east coast of the United States of America. Ron Clayton, you're a gentleman and a scholar. God bless you, my friend and brother. And we're here to serve. Simple as that. I call it the KISS program. Keep it simple, servant. And happy to share all the good stuff on your Blog Talk Radio show. I know you do it 6 days a week. And I'm honored and humbled to be the speaker here on the Fridays. So ladies and gentlemen, where you're listening, do yourself a favor. Get a piece of paper and a pencil. And you're going to be able to write down some wonderful things for you, your family, your friends, your neighbors, your church, your charity. And it's all free. And I jokingly say while on a radio show, I said, watch my lips. And the point is, we're not selling anything. And we have been offering opportunities for people to make their lives more successful for now 50 years. And simply said, it's the golden anniversary of the Golden Rule Society. Helping children, churches, charities, nationwide, worldwide. So again and again, I'm honored to be here and an honor to share. So I ask you to have a piece of paper and a pencil and write down all the items that I'll be sure that you get that you can take advantage. And again, there's no limit. You can share this with anybody that you like. As a matter of fact, if you want to call some of your family or friends right now, take a moment, give them a call and say, hey, tune on this channel and listen to one the wonderful things that are going on that you can share and take advantage of, and you'll be very happy. But the point is, the show is on, it's yours, and here's where we go. And again, thank you, Ron, for the introduction. And yes, this is Len Kane, a retired old Navy fighter pilot, and airline pilot, and now just for all these 50 years, founder and president of the Golden Rule Society charity. And again, we're all non-paid volunteers, and I say it all the time, we're not selling anything, we're helping to make it a better world. And I've got a list of things to cover, and people always say, Len, be sure to tell people that in your history with this Golden Rule Society, you've got 5 nominations for the Nobel Peace Prize. Wow. I'm very honored to be honored, and they tell me that in 2014, I was the runner-up in the world for the prize. And I jokingly told him, I said, well, I don't want to be number 2. I want to be number 1, because this weekend, next coming weekend, the grand opening of the Top Gun movie is going to be shown in the theaters throughout the United States and throughout other countries. And I've been invited to go to a party, a dinner, and the showing of the movie, Top Gun. And I said, well, that's nice of you to invite me. And they said, hey, Len, you were the Navy's first East Coast Top Gun and the first all-Navy Top Gun back in 1959. And it's an honor, and that's what you do. You do the best you can. But the point is, when you watch the movie, just think of your buddy Len Kane. You said, hey, I listened to this guy, and here's what he did. Yes, he was the first Navy Top Gun back years ago. But that's the point. We're here to serve on a day-to-day basis. So when you're getting yourself together, get that pen and paper handy, because you want to write this down. We have a website, no surprise, but you know how it goes. You just write it down, www.goldenrulesociety, all one word, no spaces, goldenrulesociety.org, the letters are O-R-G. Simply means you're charitable, nonprofit, tax-exempt, legitimate in the state of California and throughout the United States and the world. So when you go there, click on it, you'll see yours truly, but then you'll see the opportunities that are available to you to help you and your family. Oh, simple things like how to be successful. And they call it an educational, motivational, inspirational, character-building program for children of all ages. And the logic here is, if you follow the teachings of history's most successful people, logically, you're going to be more successful in your life. And that's what it's all about. And we have another offer that's coming up that everybody in the world can have it. We call it our Golden Rule Society Lucky Buck. It's the size of a dollar bill. And on one size, side of the dollar bill, it's the action plan for living. And you turn it over, on the other side, it's the action plan for business. And everybody said, this is really great, because why waste your time and your effort and your money doing things that don't work? So learn from those who are successful. And there it is. And you can get that on this website of the GoldenRuleSociety.org. So anyway, we'll continue on. That's just one of the many things. And Ron Clayton was very courteous and kind to let me acknowledge the fact that they selected me as who's who in America. And I was, again, humbled and pleased, and gee, thanks a lot. And like I say, busy doing the work of the Lord. I also tell people that he doesn't pay me anything, but I understand that his retirement program is out of this world. All in good part. At least we hope and we pray for that, right? When the good Lord calls us home, we will be there with our family and friends and neighbors that we grew up with. That's the kind of stuff that we want for the rest of our existence, up in heaven with the good Lord. So, anyway, you've written that down. So, now that you know where to go, you can go there and see all the other things. We have a nice program, because after the Navy, I became an airline pilot, so I put together this program called Wise Traveler. And let me give you an example, because people like this. Being from the United States, let's say that you were visiting in New York City, but you like to fly a round trip from New York to California and back. So you call the airline and they say, oh, yes, that's going to cost you $1,000. And you say, well, I'm a free member in the Golden Rule Society charity, the Wise Traveler. Oh, they say, oh, you are? Yes. Oh, let me figure it out. They say, oh, it's only going to cost you $500. Wow. Those are just representative savings, because the airlines, and all of them, there's also buses, trains, ships that you could take trips on, whoever's going to do it, they're going to give you a discount. They control the discount that they offer. I have no control over that. Makes sense, doesn't it? But they offer it, we take advantage of it, and we share it. So why not? And people say, oh, he's just looking for a donation to the charity. Well, my point is, and here's what we recommend. Let's say that you saved $500 on a trip. We suggest that you say, take 10% of that and donate it to your church or your charity. That's your choice. And life is choice. Your choice. If you want to make a donation to the Golden Rule Society, that's fine. Because whatever we get, we give. But this way, you know where your money is going. If you want to make a donation to your church or charity, why not? Or help a neighbors or your organization in your hometown or what happened. Again and again, your choice. But that's the nice part about it. And that's the Wise Traveler program. And we also offer what we put together. It was a 33-page booklet called Captain's Travel Tips. And these are things that I put together because, obviously, I traveled a lot. So here's how to be safe, to be comfortable when you're on a travel. When you're going here, there, or anywhere. It doesn't matter whether you're on an airplane, a bus, or train, or however. But do the things that are going to be safe and comfortable for you, and you're going to save you some money. But there it is. It's yours. And it's available. And all you have to do is, we used to charge for it, ask people to make a donation. But after a while, we said, there it is, folks. Help everybody. So, Captain's Travel Tips, and you'll find it on the website, the Golden Rule Society website. That's just a few teasers, ladies and gentlemen, and it goes on and on. and wonderful opportunities. And what I want you to do is make a commitment, because we have launched, and you'll get a kick out of this, on the 10th hour of the 10th day of the 10th month in 2021, we launched what we call the Wise Traveler, and what is basically the Golden Rule Society's kindness campaign. So that's what we're doing. And it's simple. It goes like this, ladies and gentlemen. With love, kindness, and hope in your heart for peace and joy to the world, treat others the way you want to be treated, truthfully, with dignity and respect. And somebody once told me, said, Len, that's like living the good Lord's 11th commandment. And he said, that means the good Lord said to us, share the love that I give you with others. Wow, that is so simple yet so powerful. And I try to say to the good Lord when I do my prayers, dear God, all the love that you give me, I plan on sharing, and I am sharing it with others. Because why not? If it makes it a better world, why are we fighting and killing one another? We can be living in joy and peace and harmony. Why not? Simple. Makes sense? Sure does to me. And that's what we're trying to share and put it together, all of us. So you're part of the team, by golly, just by going to the website. And you're automatically a member. There's no fee. You can tell anybody, say, I'm a member of the Golden Rule Society, and I'm living the kindness campaign. And we have other things. We'll be sharing it, and you can be part of it and share it with others. Not selling anything, just sharing. That's what it's all about. Ron, I could go on, but I'm going to take a sip of water. I'll turn it back over to you for a little bit, and I'm here to join anytime, anyway. God bless. Back over to you, Ron.
Well, thank you, Len. Just to wrap up a second of thought, for as an incentive for people to join the Golden Rule Society Kindness Campaign, at the end of the year, we're going to give away $500 cash certificate that could be used for travel through Len Cain Golden Rule Society, and you can put $500 cash towards anything, airline ticket, cruise, hotel, dinner out with your wife. It really doesn't matter. But members of the Golden Rule Society have put up $500 cash. We're not looking at, you know, it's not like something you got to use, wait for something to happen. No, whatever you spend with the Golden Rule Society travel program, you can use $500 cash. So then that'll be up. We'll just do a drawing, and everybody that enters and signs up will have your information, your registry, and we'll make an announcement about that. There are going to be more prizes, but we're working on that right now. But I want you to know we started out with a $500 cash gift. And so we're real excited about that. There's some other folks that have joined the call today and want to recognize anybody who might be here either for the first time or if you've been here lots of times. It doesn't really matter. We want to welcome you. This show is all about spreading hope. And we sometimes say, well, let's be served for lunch. There's no calories. There's no sugar. We got just pure hope. And so today we pray that you'll be blessed by hope. If you want to say something about being on the show today, why don't you go ahead. I'll just quiet down here for a minute and all the mics are turned on, so if someone on the call wants to say hello, why don't you go ahead and do that?
Hey, Lynn and Joel and Ron, it's Gary.
Hi, Gary. Yes, sir.
Hey.
Hello, Gary.
Hey, Lynn. I'm listening in. I want to listen in every Friday to get nuggets and everything. But, Len, I want to tell you that today or tomorrow, whenever we get our heads together, we'll send in a link to this call. And, well, awesome. So,
well, that way, Len can send it to his friends and other people. We have a lot of people that listen to the show. It's called, what we have is called Archived. So every show that we do Monday through Friday, there's an archive that you can go back to shows, episodes, they call them, in the blog radio universe, and you can pick out a date, and you can say today you want to show, send this show to a friend who wanted to know a little about Len Cain and his history and his accolade. Well, someone's got a phone there. Might be looking to reach you. Anyways, the archives allows you to be able to share this great message, and we have other shows. On Thursday, we have Bob Oakley, we call him the Mighty Oak, former executive vice president of AT&T. Now, he's semi-retired now, and what he does is he builds houses and creates better lives for immigrants coming to this country, helps them get their citizenship and their green cards and all the things, and he helps their families get settled. And then he helps build apartments and houses for them. So he's on Thursday runs a show, which is about family. And you can call in on Thursday and meet him and talk to him. On Wednesday, we have a gal named Barb Riley, and she is an expert in the housing market, particularly in the area. We trademark a name called Attainable Homes. National Geographic and a lot of the advertisers and marketing in the world call them tiny homes. Well, we've renamed them Attainable Homes because we've got attainable homes that could be $300,000. Or we got attainable homes that we got for $25,000. And they're unique and they can be personalized. We have communities we're building. And you could talk because Barb has an expertise and she helps make sure that somebody wants to build a home like that. They meet all the codes and everything and all the locations. Helps get all that done. So you want to be on the call on Wednesday, and also we call it Prosperity Wednesday. Doesn't have a nice name, Prosperity Wednesday. And we talk about how people can turn the corner, then go from going down the road 90 miles an hour and not accomplishing to turning around and turning and getting on the road to prosperity in their family. The key word at the Hope Collection we use is said, and we call it, generational prosperity. See, the only way we ever break the cycle of poverty is to create generational prosperity. And we're committed to that, and we have the tools and the counseling and the program. If somebody wants, we can help them get on that road, and that's what Wednesday afternoon kind of call. That's kind of a two-topic program available. By the way, housing is a big part of prosperity. On Tuesdays, there's this guy named Ryan Clayton. You might have heard of him. We meet with another expert in the travel industry. His name is Rick Reese. He runs an organization called Marketplace Ministries, and he's all about healing America with it's called Healing the Nation with Vacations. And the organization that sponsors travel agent people to own travel agencies has a program where you can get a paid-for vacation, a week vacation paid every year. And they have opportunities, full training, and university and travel university, it's called, and you can get certified to be an expert in all kinds of travel areas and destinations. They have fam trips in the travel industry. Now, as a travel agent, when you get certified, you can go somewhere you always want to go and take the wife. You want to go to Italy. Well, you can get training and you listen to some videos. And then they have a program and you get 4 days, four nights. Departing is New York. But you depart from New York and you go to Italy for 4 days and four nights. You stay at a four-star hotel. And you're right down the street in Rome, and you're right down the street from the Colosseum and where the Pope lives. You can tell I'm not Catholic. What's it called? The Vatican? And then there's all those historical areas, the fountains and all that. Well, you could do that fam trip for about $500, including air, folks. You can't fly in England for $500 today. But because this is a familiarization program to help you learn how to be a specialist and travel to Italy, particularly Rome, you got a good deal. And there's more. So if that's of interest to somebody, we are able to open that door. And we've got, there's hundreds of different kinds of opportunities. And we have the new digital world of travel, the industry, where you can have someone who has no background whatsoever. A friend of mine, I remember we were talking one day and conversation came up and we said, I think he came up with this. Doesn't matter if you just graduated from Yale or you just came from jail. We don't care. We're there to help you guys, gals, family members. And we can do that. We prove it every day. And that's what the show is, to kind of help link and help support and bring people the connections to help have medical help, income help, career help. Well, our eight areas we support is faith, family, housing, education, the arts, health and wellness, water and energy. Every one of those columns, we either have people, companies, organizations that we can link anybody to get support, education programs, and get people on a route of having a better life, making this a better world. Our theme, just so you know, is helping others by helping them help others. It really is a golden rule, just like the golden rule society. So working with Len Cade, we apply all these things. And so we've got them. I said, someone told me a couple weeks ago, I said, Ron, this is massive. How do you control it? We don't. This is not a governing body. We're not trying to rule people's lives. We're not telling anybody how to live. What we're doing is helping people to live. That's the complete opposite. We're not a government. What we are is supplying the way to get places and improve your life. So if there's anybody else on the show want to chop on, I bet you I know Country Boy's here.
Nah, I'm never here.
Yeah, you're always here.
What's happening, gentlemen? Right.
Hello, Brad Dorsey.
I don't know what it is. I think the words that are coming out of your mouth, if you guys understand my boy Chris Rock's punchline, every day, Monday through Friday, with that infinite wisdom of Joel Griffin, y'all heard Ron say earlier that we serve up hope for lunch. For you beer drinkers out there, y'all know about light beer, but we do serve up lunch. It tastes very great, and it's very filling. For the last 12 years plus, I guess, we serve up hope for lunch, and it's kind of like a smorgasbord, if I may, of information. We've taken, I call us super friends, if y'all don't mind. Y'all heard our man Lynn Cain just talking. Fighter pilot, Top Gun, best fighter pilot in the world. I said, Lynn says, you'll hear him say again, he can't help himself, y'all. He didn't come in on the short bus. He was flying the fastest jets in the world. They said he's flown enough air miles to go to the moon 5 times and back. We're glad he's back. But you'll hear him say, let me come down. Lynn, if I flew as high as you did for as many years as you have, I would never want to come down. I don't know how anybody could get any closer to God than you've been. And when I talked to him years ago, you guys, I had just joined the show with Joel Griffin, and he was telling me how being a fighter pilot, that he was never really the pilot, because when I bought my first truck, it had God as my co-pilot on the front bumper on the tag. And I'm thinking, after talking to Lynn Cain, I took it off. God is my pilot, he said. He said, I sit in there with him. The places that he's taking me.
Yeah, say
it again. Oh, okay, that was good. But I'm just telling you guys. So what we've done, what we, yeah, let me say that again. We, Let me say that one more time. I didn't say I said we. Oh, do y'all need a translator? We. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Why? Because we've taken, I call us super friends. Yeah, super friends. We've taken the best of the best from the north, the south, the east, and the west, and we put them all under the Big Hope Collection and allow everybody to love their very best. Ron can't even start to read his schedule on what he's doing and how he's connecting and hooking up people around the world. But what we're doing is we're doing extraordinary things on ordinary days, hoping every moment that we can pass some love your way. Yeah, I got my own acronym for HOPE, H-O-P-E, help one person every day. Yeah, we're talking one nation under love. We're going to love our very, 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 very best. We care enough to share enough information with you so that you know, yeah, so that you know what you need to know in order to be able to grow. So it's kind of hard to hang out with us if you're not going nowhere. If you run out of gas, at least put your car in neutral. We'll push you on down the highway. And we got, well, I'm in the hood over here today, Ron. We got the hookup. That's what we call it. It's not what you know. It's not just a cliche. It's not what you know. It's who you know. Y'all missed it earlier. Just one of the people. Lynn Kane. Lynn, I hope you might. Oh, yeah, my granddaddy told me not to say nothing about nobody that I wouldn't say to their face, so let me just say it to your ear. International humanitarian man. Did y'all hear that word? Man. Let me say it one more time in case you missed that. Man of the year. He didn't nominate himself. He just went out and did the work. He already gave you the rules of working for Golden Rule Society. He told you. He don't get paid. And he told you the reward program in heaven is out of this world. Were y'all not listening? Lynn, let me come down off of my horse and let you have some more words because, man, if you've been around the world that many times and then said, I can't walk away even after retiring, I can't walk away and go over to that other little airlines and fly through the air for them for another 30 years, man, you're the person that's out of this world. And then they say, don't stop right there. He ain't done yet. Ron Clayton's over there like he's a cheerleader talking about, get her done, Lynn, get her done, get her done. So they nominate him about five times for a Nobel Peace Prize. He's a country boy. I'm going to tell you a secret on the air. Don't tell nobody. He knows not to tell me no secret that I'm not going to tell nobody. He says, I got beat out by a woman, Mother Teresa. I'm going to stop right there before I embarrass myself or embarrass somebody else because we have no hidden agendas. We have no hidden motives on what we do. We have every intention on blessing you. Ron Clayton.
Wow. Brad Dorsey, you are something special. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Lynn Kane again, and I've got to tell you, Mr. Ron Clayton and Mr. You call him Country Boy. His name is Brad Dorsey, and you just heard him talk, and what a wonderful man he is. Great, terrific. He and Ron are both senior advisors in our Golden Rule Society charity. And as I mentioned earlier, we're all non-paid volunteers. And when they do something special, I double their salary. And everybody knows two times nothing is still nothing. But anyway, it's a nice pat on the back, and we just love being together, working to help make it a better world. That's the core. Because people said, Len, why did you put this Golden Rule Society together? What created that? I said, well, it's just the good Lord touched my heart and gave me the idea. And here it is, simple, powerful. to better the lives of others is your life's greatest reward, which makes the rest of your life the best of your life. Simple as that. We're here to serve. I've said that before, and I'll say it again. And that's why we're here. And that's what it's all about. Can't make it any more simple or more powerful than that. And a long time ago, people said, really, how did you get to put the Golden Rule Society together? And I said, okay, I went to it. It was one Christmas, and this is personal. I got two electric shavers for Christmas, one's from my wife and one from her mother. And all my buddies said, or Navy fighter pilots and airline pilots, hey, Len, what are you going to do with two electric shavers? And I said, that was my question. And they said, well, you shave your legs with one and you shave the face with the other one. Now, what would you expect from fighter pilots and airline pilots? But here I did. On the airline one day, I said, hey, ladies and gentlemen, I have an extra electric shaver, never been used, but here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to swap the electric shaver with anybody on the airplane. I'll swap it for something of greater value. And by the way, all the swapping was done on the ground, not while we're flying. And next thing I knew, every flight I would do that, what I ended up with, gifts worth about, $30,000 or $50,000. And what we did, we then had where people would put in for money and they bought tickets to see if they could win the prize. And what we did was we raised almost $100,000 from that one little razor. Now, what we did was we gave all that money to charity. And they gave me the nickname, the High-Flying Horse Trader. And we traded those gifts for that, have the drawing, and the money went to charity. So one of my friends was a golfing buddy. He said, he's an attorney. He said, Len, if you're going to be doing this and helping money going to charity, you need to have a legitimate organization. So he took care of it. He formed whatever legal process it goes, the Golden Rule Society, a legitimate charity, nonprofit, tax exempt, and all that jazz. And we've been doing it now for 50 years. For those of you who didn't hear it earlier, it's the golden anniversary this June of the Golden Rule Society. And we just keep on helping others. And you can be a part of it. It's free to join, free to take advantage of all the offers and the opportunities that we have. And one of them I was going to mention, and I might as well kick it off now. When you go to the website, you remember what I wrote earlier? It's www.goldenrulesociety.org. And remember, no spaces between Golden Rule Society. And when you get there, you can click on the thing. There's so many things to click on, but what you ought to look at is the wonderful opportunity, and it is very simple. There, along with Hope for You and all that good stuff, but there, the one is called Success for You. Now, this is educational, motivational, character building, treating, and if you do it, and it's a logical guarantee that if you follow the teachings of history's most successful people, you're going to be more successful in your life. And why not? Give it a go. Helping others. Why, that's why we're here. That's why the good Lord put us here. Not only that, there are many more opportunities. And you can read all about the Nobel Peace Prize and all the things that we've done and are helping. And you say, hey, I think I could do that too. And you remember I talked about the Wise Traveler Program with the Captain's Travel Tips. Wow, why not get this done? You get discounts up to 85% of the time, all controlled by the people that are offering them. Every airline, all the trains, the buses, the ships that you can go on cruises, if they have a place available, you're going to go. And I always tell people, don't try to get a discount on Christmas Eve or the 4th of July because the seats are all filled. But the people who are offering the discounts, they want to make sure that they don't have any empty seats. So they offer the discounts so that all the seats are filled, even if they're shared a little less. But that's better than having empty seats. And there it goes. There's another one that you might, and most people like this, and I like to talk about it. It's a prescription discount program. Savings up to 80%. Let's say the doctor says, oh, Mr. Jones, Mrs. Swift, you need to get this thing because it's going to help the small problems that you're having. So you get the prescription, you get out to the drugstore and say, here it is, my prescription. The guy says, okay. He says, that'll be $100. I said, well, I'm part of the prescription discount program. I said, oh, okay. Now it's only going to cost you half of that. What a deal. You've made a saving using the prescription discount program. It's free to take advantage of. So get on with the program. It's all there for you to take, not only take, but to share. Now, you got to tell your neighbors, your family, your friends, your church, and your charity, hey, get on board. And here's one of the things that we're happening with the Golden Rule Society Kindness Campaign. We're going to offer you what we call the Golden Rule Society dollar bill. It's the size of a dollar bill. On one side is the action plan for living. On the other side is the action plan for business. And it's free. So all we ask of people is send us a stamped self-addressed envelope. Very simple. Just take the envelope, write your name on it, then put a stamp on it, mail it. You just fold it up, put it in the envelope, mail it to the Golden Rule Society. Very simple. Post office box, 7-Eleven. That's simple. Similar, and that's in Coronado, California, 92178. If you want to put it, -0711. So there you go, Golden Rule Society, box 7-Eleven, Coronado, California, 92178-0711. It'll get here. So what I do, I open it up. There's an envelope with your name on it. What I'm going to do is put in there we call it the lucky buck with the information. And I just mail it back to you. And we have other gifts that we just put in there as well. But people say, oh, he just wants a donation. Look, if you want to put a dollar or two or $5 or you want to put a check in there, that's your choice. Life is choice. That's completely up to you. But we're doing it to make a better world. And if you just want to send a stamp self-addressed envelope, because we're going to send this to millions of people. And quite frankly, our charity, we don't get paid. We can't afford to send millions of charity envelopes mailed to everybody. So if you put a stamp on it, send it to us, we'll return it with a gift. What a deal.
Oh, wow.
And this is the kindness campaign. And you can share this with everybody. Simple as that. Why not? Well, that's why we're here. I could go on, and I usually do. And there are some other things in there, like the Intiva Health. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm a partner in an organization called Intiva Health, I-N-T-V-A. And that's an acronym. It means information, new technology, all that sort of stuff. But it's 3 years ago, like I said, I'm just a partner in there. I'm not involved in health care or anything like that. I'm not a doctor or a nurse or anything. But I like this program because the guy that put it together, his name is Alexander Candelario, wonderful man, a senior advisor in our Golden Rule Society, by the way. And he formed the organization, Intiva Health. And 3 years ago, they were selected number one in the world supporting the medical industry. nothing nicer than being number one in the world, because it's all free. Doctors, nurses, scientists, anybody can join. You can join, because there's a lot of good information that you can get there. Maybe, hey, I'm taking this ABC pill, maybe I should take the XYZ pill, or anything, whatever the good guidance that they give you. But there it is. And you go to the website, goldenrulesociety.org. I've got it. I hope you wrote it down. And you, right over there, click on Intiva Health. Next thing you know, you're saying, hey, this is wonderful stuff. Every doctor, every nurse, every professional in the medical industry, and I tell them about it, they go there and they say, Len, why didn't you tell me about this sooner? This is wonderful stuff, because it's helping to make a better world, a more healthier world. And recognized, Intiva Health was selected number one in the world supporting the medical industry. Wow. And I happen to be a part of it. And I'm an advisor to it. They asked me, what about this and that and the other? And I said, well, this is what I'll do. I think they've got a good deal. Tell me about it, and I'll share it with the world, which is what I'm doing right now. Letting people know, because share why we're here. And that's what's going on. So it's all available to you. And again, there's more on the Golden Rule Society's website. Write it on down. Don't miss it. Share it. It's www.goldenrulesociety.org, O-R-G. All non-paid. And I'm not selling anything. I keep telling you that. But it's there. These are the gifts for you. For children, why not? I mean, instead of people shooting one another, as they did up in Buffalo, New York, I mean, a guy gets in there and he kills 10 people. Why? Oh, he says, I didn't like him. That's madness. He should be helping them, not trying to kill people. And right now we've got people shooting one another, not only in this country, but all over the world, killing, attacking different countries. That's madness. Good Lord says, thou shalt not kill. But wouldn't it be nice to just live a happy, peaceful life, live truthfully, with liberty and justice for all? That's why we're here in the United States of America, because that's what we love, the freedom. Anyway, going on and on, but that's what we need to do. And take advantage of it, and I've got some more things to do, but I'm going to turn it back over to Ron, because I'm getting need a little sip of water again. Back over to you, Ron, or Brad Dorsey, and I'm here to help. God bless. Thank you kindly.
Well, I'd like to take a couple moments since Len has introduced to the callers today in the show about this organization called Intiva Health. They're very a unique company. In today's world, you know, you hear the media, there's all kinds of them blaming that customer or that company, this organization, they're cheating you, they're cheating me. You hear all that all day long. The truth of the matter, the companies that are good and do things and are big, don't cheat people. They can't. If you start cheating people, people find out, and then they leave you. So companies that grow and grow well and have good reputations, it's because they treat people with honor, respect, decency, all the things that we talk about in the Golden Rule Society and Hope Collection. One of the areas that, makes this cheaper, one of the things that gets someone who's got their microphone background, can you just put it on mute for us for a few minutes. Appreciate that. The Intiva Corporation right now, they're multifaceted. They are certainly the leader in supporting and providing information and systems to the medical community. Okay. They are. They're number one at doing that. That's what Leonard said. Second thing they do is they are also in research. And they are in development, product development. I bet you everybody on this phone has seen a commercial on their TV in the last, I'll say, week. You've seen somebody that's taking a new gummy bear vitamin prescription, vitamins, food supplements, gummy whatever. These chewables are. It's one of the fastest growing segments and I'll call it the deliverer. They deliver the medicine, the vitamin, whatever it is, through gummy bears. Now, I guess people can eat them, chew them easily. They swallow them. They melt in their mouth, all that stuff. The growing, this division of health, it's the system they use to deliver the medicine or the vitamin. It is right now the fastest growing segment in the entire pharmaceutical industry in the world. Intiva is on the cutting edge. Now, their products that they produce, and they sell this to the pharmaceutical companies. They sell it to the vitamin companies. They sell it to the different companies that want to have you to get their vitamin or their food supplement or their prescription drug. Their factory last month, and they sold $100 million. I'll say that again. Intiva in this one division did $100 million. Now, what makes them unique, number one, their product is organic, certified organic. So now they're in a cut above of anything that could be available in the marketplace. Gummy bears were actually invented by a company in Sweden. They're candy. They've been around for years. They're not organic, and they certainly aren't tested like pharmaceutical grade. Now, the other thing is the Intiva product has the FDA approval of being pharmaceutical grade product. In other words, it's pure. So those two things, the organic and the FDA approval, puts them in the driver's seat. They are the number one sought after company. They've been manufacturing their product, the trademark product, in several different locations. They're building a brand new facility to go and, you know, make it themselves. And it's just an incredible story of the success for it. Now, the other thing is they were the company when all the pandemic hit, and there were all these companies and research people and doctors and scientists and everything all over the world. And they were all working independent. Our government had rules that didn't allow companies to share information. There were people that didn't want other people. Some companies didn't want to share their information. But we had a leader in the free world that said, we're going to let everybody get together and work together, and we're going to get a vaccine. And in the history of man, there's never been a time when a vaccine came from idea to testing, creation, and delivered in 8 months. Never happened before, but it happened now. And thank God, because millions and millions and millions of lives have been saved. Millions and millions of people that did still get the virus didn't die. So this company is really, really on the cutting edge, Intiva. And there are educational programs that you can take advantage of. I encourage you to go online and look at Intiva. I highly recommend them. I know, in fact, I talked to the treasurer of the company several times in the last week. I've actually spoken to the president of the company, the founder. I've talked to the marketing managers, and the reason is because we want to know at Hope and at the Golden Rule Society, we like to know about the companies that we promote and recommend. And when we get the real scoop on all these companies, it gives us a peace of mind to share with you how you and your family can benefit. And that's why we brag on companies like this. And there are more, and there are different ones that we're leaning on and working with. And I want everybody to know on the call today, it is Friday, and what I want to announce to you is in about half an hour, I'm going to be sitting down with a webmaster. A webmaster is a person who knows how to take the internet webs, the pages you see, the advertisement, the head page of companies like Hope Collection, Golden Rule Society, Apple Computer, Mott's Applesauce. Everybody's got a website. Some of them are good. Some of them are terrible. Some of them, like our site, the Hope Collection, actually consists of 9 different companies. Now, it's taken us, and I say us, there's a few of people, the Board of Hope members, it's taken us 6-8 months to get a handle on getting all the ownership and titles all put in the name of the Hope Collection. And right now, since I'm the president, they've been put in my name. but they were all in Joel's name. And when he passed away, legally, we had to make all these changes. And it takes time. I'm telling you, it seems like snail's pace. But as of right now, at 1:30 today, I'm sitting down to start organizing and getting our new page that you look at when you go to the website will be revised. The new board members will be listed. There'll be new information. And here's what's really great. We've never had a very successful methodology for people to sign up and acknowledge that they signed up and let them know we know they signed up. And then whoever you recommend, when you recommend somebody to help you, you never knew if they signed up or not. That's changing because our new system will document it all. So we're making some incredible changes right now. And now that we've got all the different backgrounds with the different companies, we're reorganizing it. It's still going to take time for us to do that. But I want you to know that it is in motion. When it's completed, we are going to be we've already launched. Len Cain launched the Kindness Campaign in November. Veterans Day. We are going to take the new campaign to a new level of exposure in the world. And we're going to be using the new tools that I'm working on today. And so I want everybody to know that there's a lot of background work going on to help our communications become better and really, really launch us into the 21st. What are we, in the 22nd century? I don't know. I'm so old, I can't remember. I started out in the 19th century, I think. Yeah, somebody will tell me. I'm old. But anyways, we're going to move forward, guys. I'm sorry?
It's the 21st century, Ron.
Thank you very much. I needed that help.
Okay. We got about 3 minutes left. Let me bail you out of that one. Because
all right.
That's in worldly terms. See, God took us out of eternity and placed us in time. What we do with this time that we have, regardless on what century people say it is, whether we came from a dinosaur or an ape or the Big Boom Theory, whether he was born yesterday or born on Easter Sunday or rose and was born on Christmas Day, doesn't matter. Only thing that matters is now. I got into a debate with my brothers about reality shows. If you blink and take a breath 3 seconds later, that breath that you had is lost and gone forever. We're tired of living in the past. I'm sitting over here thinking before we run out of time, I got to think faster now and I got to move faster. Then, so is a man thinker. So is he. He's sitting there in elementary school thinking one of these days I'm going to be flying in a jet. I had a little buddy that used to just hang around in the chicken yard. Y'all know the story of the eagle and the chicken. I was a little caterpillar that was crawling around the ground like Lynn Cain thinking, I believe I can fly. Well, I just told you that whatever you believe, whatever a man thinks, so is he. Shakespeare threw it in a riddle, to be or not to be, or you to be or you not to be. So here goes the one that's going to shake all of them Christian people's mind. It's a blessing to be a blessing. We already told you guys that we're super friends, we're super powered. My grandmama said, baby, who are you today? I said, Flash. She said, why? I said, I want to run around the world and bless a bunch of people and be back before dinner time. So look, you guys, regardless of where you are, what is the 21st century, 23rd century, God says I'm getting ready to take you into another zone that you've never seen, eyes have never seen, and ears have never even heard of. So get yourself ready. If my brother T.D. Jakes was to show up, he would say, get ready, get ready, get ready. I'm ending, I'm getting ready to land. They said what the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just too little of. So if you want to experience some love and get some hope and some kindness going on in your life, today, then do unto others before they do unto you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Give some love, some hope, and kindness away and watch it come right back to you. Here it comes, land. I praise your allegiance to the flag. One nation under love. Back over you, Ron.
Well, I want to thank everyone for being on the show today. My prayer is that over this weekend, each person on the call today will go and purposely, intentionally say hi to somebody, give someone a smile, open a door for someone, do something kind for somebody that normally you might not do it. But make sure you do it at least once over this weekend. And maybe we'll talk about it next week. Everybody could that would be cool. Everybody could share what their nice, kind moment was. That would be a neat testimony to share that. And
I'll be on show on that, Ron.
Well, that'd be good. There you go. Well, then, on Monday, tune in with Kurt Orlinghouse. He is our life coaching host for the show on Mondays at noon Eastern Time. Thank you, everyone. God bless.
God bless.
Thank you kindly. Bye-bye for now.
Bye-bye.